Hey, this is Bobby McGraw. Welcome to today's Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast, where today we're thinking about this idea of receiving from God. There's a sentence I read recently that I want you to think about. Here's what the sentence says. You can think about what you think about. Sounds a little repetitive, doesn't it? You can think about what you think about. See, a lot of people's problems is rooted in their thinking habits. They think about negative things. They have negative thoughts. They have thoughts that are not of God. And so because of those unhealthy thinking patterns, it ends up producing unhealthy problems in their lives. See, our actions are a direct result of what we think about, our thoughts. And I know we've got an enemy that likes to lob negative thinking into our minds, but just because he does it doesn't mean we have to accept those thoughts as true. I love Isaiah 30 verse 18. Listen to what it says. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. And therefore, he lifts himself up that he may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him. I love that. This has become one of my favorite verses because if you think about it, if you meditate on it, if you allow it just to sink within your soul, it causes you to have great hope and great power. In it, God is saying that he's looking for someone to be gracious to. He's looking for someone to be good to. He's looking for somebody that he can pour his blessings out. But I don't think it can be somebody that has a bad attitude. I don't think it can be somebody that has a negative mind. It must be someone that's expecting for God to be good to them. See, the truth is, the more you change your mind for the better, the more your life will also change for the better. When you begin to see God's plan for you in your thinking, you'll begin to walk with it. I read recently from a devotional that talked about why is it so hard for us to receive from somebody. Here's what the writer said. Receiving is an art. It means allowing the other to become part of our lives. It means daring to become dependent on the other. It asks for the inner freedom to say, without you, I wouldn't be who I am. I think that's a great thing for us. That today we can expect to receive from God. And by doing that, we become dependent on him. Because without him, we're sunk. Our mind is the leader of all of our attitudes and all of our actions. Whatever we think about, we begin to move towards. And so today, let's be people that think about and expect to experience good things from God today. I know many of you are on spring break, so thanks for joining us each day. If you're brand new to this podcast, join us back here tomorrow, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, to start our days on the right foot. And I want to encourage you, if you are in the greater Atlanta area, join us this Sunday at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. If you want to get the address and find out more about the church, you can visit our website at sugarhill.church. Again, that's just www.sugarhill.church. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.